and Pens podcast, episode 270 for Thursday, May 10th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
We need to have blooper reels.
We should have blooper reels. What do you call a pony with a sore throat?
You promised this would be good.
It's great. It's great.
I don't know.
A little horse. That's good stuff right there.
The only funny part is you cracking yourself up.
Yeah, well, you know. All right, anyway, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We are, we're fresh back from Chicago and
as in the
Penn
city,
show.
Yes. The show, the
both.
Store, what's up?
So, but we'll talk about that in a minute. We've got...
Then why'd you bring it up?
Because we're
See, this is way better than your joke. All right, so we're back from Chicago, the show, the store, the city, bam.
We've got some things that are on sale this week.
Oh, I love sales.
That we should talk about.
Awesome.
Go.
Me? Why me?
Kobe.
Oh, you know, you're like a QVC model. Kobe Ink. We're overstocked on a few things, and so certain Kobe inks are on sale for just a little while.
Yeah, about grab them. Dozen colors or
yep,
so.
Grab them while you can. We're getting ready to do a full store inventory, and I don't want to count all this stuff.
Yeah. That's so some secret. Of these are good. I like this number 13, this emerald that goes well with the peacock, the sailor peacock that we had.
No, there are some very pretty colors.
There's some good, really good colors here. So
you know, my problem is I just don't finish a bottle fast enough.
Well, you need a broader nib.
No, I just need to share a bottle with somebody. That's what I need to do.
Like, oh, because sharing works.
Well, not with pens, not with you, but I could share a bottle of ink with somebody up in the creative department or something, because I don't ever go through a bottle.
Anyway.
So, Kobe inks.
We got a lot of choices. I think these are most of them here, but almost all of the Kobe inks are 20% off.
Yes.
This week. So that's great. And the other thing.
Oh, I love these.
We'll kind of segue into this. Bisconti silk cases. We may have mentioned... these are discontinued. We have select sizes available, and those are marked down pretty much until they go away. So we bought all that were left at Visconti, so we have all the silk cases. Blue, gray, and the bronze, which is kind of nice too. You have the blue.
I have the blue in the 12 pen, and the bronze is really kind of growing on me. That blue is just to die for.
Yeah, we've got, we got threes, and I think we have a couple 12s left in the blue, and then we've got some...
you know, maybe I need a six in bronze. Well, I don't necessarily need to carry, like, all of my Pro Gear Slims. This might be a more manageable size. Give it some thought, people.
You know, they flip down. That's nice. There's like, really no other case that does that.
And the divider goes all the way down. Some of them only have the divider at the top, and then the barrels of your pens kind of click together. These go all the way down, which is really a nice feature. And I love that you can unzip it. A friend of ours had one of these years ago, accidentally left it at our table, and I have been in love with the design ever since I opened it and started playing with this pen as well. So, that was there.
Nice leather around the outside, the silk on the front and the back. Nice zipper, and of course, being Visconti, the slots are big enough to hold Homo sapiens and other large pens, 149
yes.
pens, things like that. So,
yeah, these are
nice cases. Those are being discontinued. The leather, however, are coming back. So the all leather Visconti cases will be back, but the silk is going away. And while they last, they're on sale. So,
what else?
More ink.
We did get in a little while back. The KWZ, most people call it Queasy, from Poland. Some really, really beautiful colors. I know everybody hates it when we do this, but well.
And some iron galls.
Yes.
So if you're looking for an iron gall ink, there's a lot of choices.
Tons and tons and tons. They're going to hate me for doing this.
Up until now, there haven't been a whole lot of iron gall choices, but with KWZ, you've got quite a number of them. So.
Gummy berry is really cool. Look at that purple. That's cool. Just a
the honey's
happy,
nice. The honey looks nice. The
bright
menthol green's not actually bad. That actually reminds me of the peacock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of really nicely done colors, and probably the biggest selection of iron gall you'll find.
Yep.
All safe for fountain pens, so that's a beautiful
and
thing.
And now available at AP Chicago.
Yes, so yes. So go on in, either store, shop online. It's everywhere. So taking over.
Very good. And, ink domination. It's a cute little box, too. You know, it's a nice you know, sturdy box. There's, you know, it's very simplistic. It's got a nice logo on it.
I like the bottle because it's got a wider mouth. I hate bottles that have a really narrow neck. I always make a mess.
Yeah, you can really get...
It's just me.
You can get your whole pen, even if you have a large nib, you can get it all completely immersed in there. So,
without getting all drippy on the sides.
Yeah.
So, all right, what else?
Paper.
I want the one on the bottom.
Happy anniversary. There you go. Mont Blanc premium paper.
Yes.
Now, we've talked about this before. Mr. Paper has talked about this before, in fact.
I have one.
Mr. Paper did it on the... Now, Mont Blanc numbers these just like the number of the pens. So there's a 149, a 146. There's actually a 147. There's a 145, a little tiny one.
Look at that color. Somebody please buy this or I'm going to take it.
You know, they do these, you know, they have
the little ones.
The silver lining on the edge of the page. The covers are nice and they're flexible.
I love
it's
my
really
green
nice
one.
Paper.
I actually, and some of you may remember that I have this thing about beautiful notebooks. I like them, but I don't ever use them because once I write in them, they're all messed up.
You've written in that one.
I know, isn't that impressive?
So, I Look, peaked.
What? I'm using it like a journal.
I, however, have not used mine yet. So,
Mr.
Paper wrote in. He did his
so
review.
So, it's already been messed up. So,
well,
now
I
you
know,
can write in it.
But I have to, I mean, this is such a nice notebook. I have to decide what I'm going to do with it. But, anyway.
Love
these,
Notes to Lisa. That's what we're going to title
it's
it.
It's not big enough.
Oh, nicely done. Nicely done.
So, anyway, these are on the site.
Yes.
And,
yes. Buy them because
there's a green that's kind of cool.
That is
that's the same one you have, right?
Yes, it
the
is.
Green, okay.
That is just a gorgeous color. It's bright, it's happy, it's
pink.
Cheery.
It's kind of a nice color.
It's like a raspberry.
The cover's textured. It's kind of nice.
I want fruit.
Anyway, it's a nice notebook. We have those on the site. Probably we'll have them down in Chicago shortly. So.
Yes. We, celebrated our anniversary this past week, and Brian got actually two pens, and I got toast. Like, come on, it sounds funny.
It does sound funny.
I'm so much
it
funnier
looks like
than
toast.
You are.
Well, you know.
So, Brian had a Schaefer Legacy?
Legacy.
That he'd
Legacy
had
Heritage. Yeah, actually.
Legacy Heritage. That he'd had set aside for quite a while. And
probably 9 months.
Everything, and it kept getting like bumped to the bottom of the stack because something else cooler, more beautiful, more exciting, just more urgent kept bumping to the top, in your opinion. And so finally, it's like, okay, he didn't really have anything else that he wanted, so the Schaefer. Then we went to the Chicago.
It's great. I collect legacies. So I have Legacy 1s, 2s, Heritages. You know,
okay.
That inlay really maybe the perfect weight distribution, maybe the most beautiful nib ever on
what,
a pen.
What don't you collect? Give
Script
it some
thought.
Oh, that's my job. Mm. All right. So he got this pen, and even I will acknowledge it wasn't all that exciting, but it had been in the pile, so it counts.
Nice.
And he got it. And then we were at the Chicago show, and Brian found a pen.
I wasn't looking. Honest to God, I wasn't looking.
You were away from the table. That
I
qualifies as looking.
I walked over to talk to Bert Ozer, our good friend.
Shopping.
And he was talking to somebody, so while he was talking, he had a couple of binders of like used pens, and I happened to look, and there on the table
was
this bad boy.
You know, I would buy that.
Sailor 1911, large, it's Mahie.
It's gorgeous.
Really,
it's really,
really, really well
done.
We'll take some pictures, have it on the site. But what's neat about this
not
is
to
it's
buy, just to show off.
Yeah, it's maybe 90s vintage. It has the old style trim ring on the end of the section. It's got the old style nib.
The Mahie is just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's great. It's
worthy
got,
of our 8th anniversary.
Or you know, some waterfowl on there. I don't know what specific kind of bird that is, but I'm sure somebody will point it out.
And so before anyone gets really offended because I got toast. What I got was a full-length cashmere robe in a heathered tan color that looks kind like of toast. Like toast. So and it's nice toast. And toasty. So it's just fun to watch Brian roll his eyes when I say, you got a gorgeous pen and I got toast. And it's not even on our diet. So thank you. It's beautiful. Of course, now that it's getting warmer, well, I'll still wear it.
There you go. Toast.
Toast.
What else about the Chicago show?
You know,
Got in Thursday.
We missed the deadline to be able to get in and set up. That was a little disappointing. We did set up on Friday, worked the show. Traffic felt a little light.
I thought so, too. But there were plenty of folks there, but yep. It seemed like not like what it has been in years past.
Saturday didn't feel quite as busy, which, we still had good sales, but in some ways it was nice to have a little bit more time to chit-chat. Right. We got to see our friends Bob and Lori.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Their trip. We do need to give a shout-out to Karen's 10th grade student, Corey W. She bought a pen for him. And he had a list, really nice handwriting.
Yeah.
So good job, Corey. Apparently he watches us. So
okay, awesome.
There you go. And I wrote, we signed a little note for him.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yep.
What else about the show? You bought a pen. We sold some stuff. We bought some stuff. We went home.
Okay. Well, that's the long and short of it. But that doesn't really say much.
We went to dinner and discovered a new drink.
Was that really new?
New to us.
New to us. Yeah,
we've never had a Moscow Mule before. So we're going to blame Michael and Susan for getting us addicted.
Yeah, we had dinner with Michael and Susan from Kohl's of London,
the Visconti distributors.
Distributors, and that was awesome.
Yeah, we had a really good time. Went to steakhouse, had a great meal. Really got to know them a lot better. And then the next night, we went to a different restaurant, and they had 6 or 7 different options for Moscow Mules, and we decided to try it. And it was good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yep.
So
there you go. That's our new thing.
We were kind of getting, we kind of hung out with them a lot over the weekend. We're getting ready for the Visconti event at the store in
Chicago.
That was
fun.
Yeah. So, wow. They brought out stuff that wasn't even on the table. We must have had 100, maybe 100 different pens. We
yes.
had we had
Watches.
8, 10 feet of counter space taken up with all of Visconti's limited editions, current models, new stuff coming out.
There were some cool things.
New skeleton nib coming out. If you're at the show or you're at the Visconti event, that's a wicked, wicked cool nib. It's cool.
Is that on your list?
It might be.
Okay.
But yes, watches too. There were watches there.
Brian bought me a ballpoint.
I bought her a ball. Yeah, bought Lisa a Visconti ballpoint.
Oh, it's so pretty.
She kept picking it up, and it was this.
It's
new,
got rose gold trim.
New
I
Medici
rose
with rose gold trim and a ballpoint. She kept picking it up and going, oh, and then putting it down. And then she'd make that noise. Oh. And then she'd pick it up, and she'd look at it, and she'd put it in her hand. She'd put it down, she'd go, oh. And I finally said, okay, just
order a separate one
for Lisa, and then order one for the store. So.
It's pretty. That rose gold gets
It's a nice
every
size.
Time.
You know, it's just that same size as that Divina, but it's just, it's a little bit.
It's a perfect size. It's just
got
gorgeous.
Got a nice balance to it.
Yeah it'll
it's
look really, really
kind of matches the color of your hair.
Thank
so
you.
You're welcome.
And it's rose gold.
It's rose gold, yeah. So
We ended up buying quite a few things for the Chicago store and a few things for the Appleton store and online. So I'm sure Michael went home happy,
but we had
fantastic turnout. So to everyone who showed up, thank you so much.
Hope you had a good time. It was fun for us too.
Yeah,
the store
was really
packed, so
it was great. And I haven't had a chance to work with all of the new staff. You went down and trained mm-hmm. them, and I stayed home to take care of things here. But it was really great to be able to work with Charles and Dennis, Chris. We've known for a long time, but it was great to be all together.
Everybody did a bang up job.
Yeah,
they did a great job.
It was great.
So it was good. It was nice to kind of sit back and watch them do their thing and talk to customers. And but you had a lot of people come in. Suzanne
Dolev
came in from Total Office and the penshow.com, I think, is what their domain is. But they came in. That was a nice surprise.
Yeah.
And always good to see her come in. But Lots of folks from the show came back, yep. So that was awesome.
And quite a few people at the show had commented that they had already been to the store. So please keep sending in feedback. And so far, everybody can keep their job. I heard everybody was doing well down there, so that's all good. Yeah. But now we're really excited and really proud of the Chicago store. Yep. Yep. We just need to get posters and a couple more products, and then it should be mostly set up.
Yep. But the Visconti event was a big success. We've got a number of events coming up again in June after the Raleigh show.
Yep, Retro 51, Sailor, and then Pilot and David Oscarson.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be awesome.
I may have to go down for that one.
Tune in to chicago.andersonpens.com for a full list of all upcoming events and what's going to happen. So three of them in June.
And then
Friday, Saturdays.
Yep. And then Yaffa in July.
Okay.
And I don't know.
That'll be good too.
Platinum, I think, is in August sometime.
So awesome.
July is still open. We're going to have to fill that up for you.
Great. Well, we got a couple of potentials in there, I think we can throw in. So good stuff, though. You get a big, wide selection. We usually have a big selection, but sometimes they'll bring other things. And you get to talk to the people that are really behind behind the product.
So. Staff. Got some great Visconti training, and we got to see some things we don't normally see.
Yeah, limited. There were some limited editions that normally, the Casa cool Outlaw was there, and the Watermark, and then there were some other.
The what?
The Watermark?
No, before
the
that.
The Casa Outlaw?
I just like to hear you say it.
Anyway.
Yeah, really cool stuff. So it's nice, especially for customers, to be able to see some of these wild and crazy things that either we may not carry or you may only see online. And even if they are never going to be in your collection, just come in and see them and feel them and check them out. It's just really, even us, and I would call us maybe a little jaded at this point, it's still really fun to see some of these things.
Yeah, I can't
that
wait
are
till,
never going to be in your.
Pocket. I can't wait till the Namiki and the Oscarson event. That's going to be a blast. And we've had John visit us here in Appleton twice now, and it's still exciting. And to have David Oscarson, that's a real treat, real honor. And to see his stuff is just
to die for.
Normally,
it's Fabergé
behind
eggs
glass,
in a pen.
And it's going to be exciting to. And he's such a nice guy. So you got to check out chicago-events.com and get your schedule cleared for those events. You know, maybe you got a cold coming on that day. You could call in sick. So,
What else?
We talked about the show. We've got a couple things going on next week. I'll be gone, so we won't have a podcast next week, but...
Trying to like
you're real.
Brian's gonna be gone for a week, and I think I'm just gonna take the week off, sleep late, maybe paint the living room, rearrange the furniture. Sit in the backyard and eat bonbons.
You can paint the living room.
Yes.
Do what you want to do. So
awesome.
And then we've got Raleigh coming up soon.
The end of the month.
Already?
We just got back.
Well, no, we gotta prepare in advance. So, but. Anyway, I think that's about it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in not next week, but
2 weeks.
2 weeks for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow us on social media as Anderson Pens and check out the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of updates.
Have a great day.
That's it. Bye.